Good morning. Once again, welcome to another edition of the Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 from 101.7. I'm Craig Montana with you, as always, discussing events around the area for you to take part in, for you to enjoy. Everyone is always welcome to the events we discuss on the Community Corner each and every week here on KWHI. And once again, we're going to be discussing this week. It is pretty much fair season around the area, and just down the road is our good friends over the Austin County Fair coming up, well, throughout the week, next week and this weekend. With us here, Fair President today, Robert Winkleman. And Robert, good morning to you today, sir.
Morning, Craig. How are you doing this morning?
We're wonderful today. Thanks for coming in and talking with us about the Austin County Fair today.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having us.
And so first of all, how many years has the Austin County Fair been going on?
91 years.
91, so almost 100 years you guys have been going at the Austin County Fair. And what's kind of the, you know, what are your reasons for the county fair each year?
Well, we do everything for the kids of Austin County, the youth. I mean, it's to basically to teach them how to work with projects and do all kinds of baked goods and stuff like that. And it's raise money to give scholarships out and stuff like that is what we do. Last year we gave out $66,000 in scholarships.
Oh, wow.
To kids to go to school. So that's what it's all about.
There you go. And, of course, you're mentioning, you know, the projects you guys have, the livestock show going on. And the show, when's the livestock show for that?
It comes together all together. Tuesday something, and Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday is our sale. But we have the hogs come in on Wednesday night, and the heifers and everything show on Thursday. So it's all different days. It's
okay, kind of spread out all throughout the week.
Right.
There you go. And, of course, the auction will be on Friday. What time is the auction on Friday?
Noon. It starts at noon. We have a lunch all the time, but the buyers can come in and we feed them a meal, and then the auction gets started. We do a where we recognize people that passed away the past year, and we recognize them at first, and then we get started and get the auction rolling. Which, I mean, auction's been doing really good the past few years. So
good, yeah. That's a good thing. Always the more you bring in, that means those kids are doing good.
That's right.
Helping out for those, you know, putting those college funds away. And then where is the auction being held?
It's in the women's building. What we call the women's building. It's the big closed in building. It's air conditioned and got stadium seats and chairs and stuff like that. So
there you go. All right, and just going beginning at the lunch begins about what, 11 o'clock for the lunch.
Yes.
There you go. That's all on next Friday. Not this Friday, but next Friday.
Next Friday, correct.
Let's go. Of course, this weekend is a kickoff weekend. The kind of things you're doing off for the kickoff weekend this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend we have the barbecue cook-off, and everything starts on Friday. And then on Saturday, we'll have the 5K stampede. And we have something. We did it last year. We didn't have a whole lot of people participate, which anybody can come from Washington County and surrounding counties. This is called the Rotten Sneaker Contest, which Odor Eaters puts that on, and it's kids from 5 to 16 bring their stinkiest shoes up there, and it's funny to watch because the judges have to smell them.
Count me out.
I tell you what, it's really a good thing. It doesn't cost anything to enter, and you can win a couple $100, and plus you win a trip to New York.
Take the shoes to New York to the National Stinky Shoe Contest?
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
All right, so anybody out there got some smelly shoes?
Yeah, just bring them on in.
There you go. Raid those gym lockers.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, this weekend you guys also have a new event this year as well, the homebrew competition you guys are going to be out there, so something new.
Right, yeah, that's about the only thing new that we added this year. But, yeah, our tap wall people come out and bring out the craft beers and everything like that on Saturday, and then we also have the homebrew contest.
Yeah, homemade beer. If you do your own kind of homebrew competition, the Austin County Fair has a homebrew going on this year. This should be lots of fun. Right. And then, of course, that's kind of the kickoff weekend. You have some music going on this weekend as well?
Yeah, on Saturday night we're going to have Cole Wetzel and Red Southall is going to be there.
There you go.
Southall, I'm sorry.
There you go.
But we're expecting a good crowd for that.
That's a good one. Good. And Cole Wetzel, man, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's coming up.
There you go. And then, of course, that's the kickoff weekend. And you guys, so when does everything get underway kind of next week?
Well, we do, like I said, we do the animals on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday, we'll actually do Champion Drive. That's with the special needs kids. That's always a good thing. Makes you feel good in your heart if you come and watch it. But then Tuesday and Wednesday, animals coming in. Thursday morning, our parade starts at 10 o'clock, and that really kicks off the fair.
Okay, and that's the big, good-sized parade you guys have every year.
Yeah, we have a good crowd.
Right in the heart of Belleville.
They line up from the courthouse all the way to the fairground, so it's a big crowd.
There you go. And then, of course, you guys have live entertainment throughout next week as well. Who performs next week?
On Thursday, we have Cody West and Parker McCollum. Friday, we have Robert Ray at the Urban Cowboy Reunion. And Saturday, we have Glenn Templeton and John Michael Montgomery. So pretty good lineup.
All
right, it's going to be pretty good.
Nothing wrong with that one. And, of course, people are wondering how to go the Austin County Fair in Belleville. How do they get tickets for this?
We have a bunch of Queen contestants out there. You can get a hold of one of them, and they'll be glad to sell you a ticket. Or you can call the fair office, or you can go online and buy them online, too, if you want to, if you can't get to Belleville to get them.
Okay, and what are the price of tickets for the fair?
The $30 for the season pass.
Okay, and that gets you in all
everything. It gets you in our rodeos and everything that's going on. Yes.
All right. And the Queen's competition mentioned. When is the Queen going to be crowned this year?
Thursday night. Next Thursday night will be the Queen's contest.
Okay, and that'll be under the Entertainment Pavilion.
It'll be in the same place where the auction is. It'll be the women's building. Okay. There, the big air conditioning building.
Inside air conditioning. You guys got it. You guys got to figure it out there.
Oh, yeah. Try to keep them comfortable.
That's it. And so then, of course, you guys gonna have a carnival out there this year.
Yeah, we'll have Tally be back. They've been with us for a long time. Really good carnival and big, and she squeezes as much stuff in as she can for all the rides and everything like that. So they do a good job. But, yeah, it's a real good carnival.
So, I mean, it is a county fair. You got the carnival, live entertainment. You got animals out there. You name it, it's going to be out there for the Austin County Fair this year.
Right. And this Saturday, too, we have a mutton busted and everything this Saturday and then also the following Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we do for the kids, we do the stick horse rodeo and they pull the ribbon off the goat's tail and catch a chicken. And it's lots of fun. Come out and watch that. It's good.
They chase a chicken around the ring?
Chase a chicken, yes.
All right. That's entertainment right there for anybody right there. And the rodeo arena is just kind of right there by the Entertainment Pavilion, so it's all kind of centrally located.
All right there.
There
close together, yes. There it you is. Go. Right.
All right. And so that can kick off this weekend and then all throughout next week. Anything else going on that we didn't get to talk about today?
Oh, well, we have... It's all kind of little things going on. I mean, we have the, like I said, the mutton busted both days. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have the Little Miss and Mister pageant. And just like a rodeo, too, if you want to come out to the rodeo, you got to get there early because the stands fill up fast.
Yeah.
So.
there you go. And of course, if people, have questions about what time all these events start and where they're going to be at, you guys can go on their website and do that.
Yeah, you can go on the website or hopefully all of our little stores around everywhere. Hopefully they have the... little brochures and stuff that have everything in them too.
Okay. So. All right. And what's the website to go to? Is it Austin County Fair?
Yeah, you got to catch me on that right there.
I didn't mean to throw you a curveball all of a sudden there.
Austin County Fair at sbcglobal.net.
sbcglobal.net. Yes. There you go. You had it somewhere there. Austin County Fair at sbcglobal.net.
Correct. That's it.
Yes. All right, there we go. All right, so it's the email address to get information for the Austin County Fair. And again, going on kickoff, this Saturday or
Friday night is actually starting with
Friday night
and Chef Choice.
Okay, so the barbecue cookoff on Friday night. There we go. Mm-hmm. And that rolls into all of next week. And of course, hey, go out there, see the animals, rodeo, carnival. It's everything for the county fair you'd want.
Yes, it is. It's a good fair and rodeo. It does well.
There you go. All right, Robert, thanks for coming and talking with us today. I think we got everything covered, and you're lucky. I'm sure you're looking forward to everything kind of being done for a little bit. You guys have been working hard, haven't you?
It's always a big rush to get it done and everything like that, but when it's all over with, you're glad, but then you kind of say, man, we got to wait a whole year for food again.
So. There you go.
No, it's good. Thank you.
All right, well, thanks for coming and talking with us, and hope everyone shows up and you have a big turnout for the fair this year.
Thank you, sir.
There we go. The Austin County Fair once again in Belleville, kicking off this weekend, running through next weekend as well. Rodeo, kids activities. They got the carnival, live music, and more. And again, it is get your tickets from any of the Queen candidates they've got going on at the Austin County Fair. And folks, that is going to do it for us today. Another edition of the Community Corner in the books. Thanks for joining us this morning. Again, if you have an event coming up in the near future that you want to get on the Community Corner, you want to have the information out to the masses, be interviewed by me. I don't know if it's good or bad for you or not, but nonetheless, you get the information out to everyone, get to your event. Give us a call here at the office. It's 979-836-3655, or you can go online and you can email Holly Ryder. That is going to be promotions@ktex.com, and she'll get you booked up. But once again, give us a couple weeks. Give us about a month out, really and truly. We try to book these things up a couple weeks in advance. Get somebody on the Community Corner every single week here on KWHI AM 1280 FM 101.7.